U.S. negotiators expressing optimism about a possible deal to release hostages held by Hamas in Gaza in exchange for a pause in Israeli military operations. Former President Trump facing pushback as he's called on Republicans in Congress not to back a bipartisan Senate proposal on immigration reform, claiming it would be a win for President Biden. Top Senate Republicans already calling on their colleagues not to stand in the way if a deal is reached. Senator Lindsey Graham last week.
I've never seen a better time to get structural changes at the border than now. And if we say no all the time, every time, then shame on us.
Vice President Kamala Harris on Saturday said Trump's comments show he's fighting for himself, not the people. California poultry farms facing a bird flu crisis. Farms under strict quarantine orders to curb the outbreak that officials are blaming on migratory birds. South Korea says North Korea has fired several cruise missiles, extending a streak of weapons tests by the country. This is ABC News. A new development project could soon claim the title of the tallest building in the U.S., and it's not where you might think. It's not New York or Chicago, but Oklahoma City, where developer Scott Mattson says they're planning a 1,900-foot-tall building.
Don't go!
We just felt the area is going to be growing, attracting more employers. More people want to live, work, and enjoy the entertainment district.
If completed, the project would outdo the World Trade Center in New York. A Washington State man who made over 20 swatting calls around the country and in Canada, prompting emergency responses to fake bombings, shootings, and other threats, has pleaded guilty to four crimes. Ashton Garcia pleading guilty Thursday to two counts of extortion and two counts of threats and hoaxes regarding explosives. Prosecutors say he collected personal information about victims and then threatened to swat them unless they turned over money, credit card information, or sexually explicit images. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We did it. We made it. It's Saturday night, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, unplugging from the politics and plugging you right into the local stuff right here in Madison. Brought to you by our sponsors, Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Weikert Realtors, Lake Point. Let them open a door to your future home. Visit their office at Atwood Avenue in Madison, weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's do that double dip right now. Unity the Band on Max Inc. Radio.
guitar.
To the band on Max Inc. Radio, double dipping. Funky Lady. Afterlife, right now.
Do you ever
Unity Afterlife on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, you know what I did? I did something really special there. Yeah, I know. I see you there. You're like waving to me. Hi. How you doing over there? No, I did something special. Instead of the double dip, we started, you know, with what we planned, right? And then we went into Max Inc. Heavy. So you can plug Max Inc. Heavy. Just so you, you know, were aware that's what we did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, Rob.
Yeah, I try.
Are you? Oh, there's my microphone. It seems like I'm having a little tough time. All right.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Yeah.
All right. We're back. We're here. We're real. Well, let me tell you, though, the first song that we heard, that was Funky Lady, and that was by a band called Unity the Band. And they had a lead singer. His name was Pita Kolobulavu, and he was a really awesome guy. From Fiji, he was the leader of his family. He came here, settled in Appleton. And, you know, he always sent proceeds from the band. He would buy livestock, cows, farm supplies for his family back in Fiji. Unfortunately, Peter passed away this past week.
Yeah, that's
and,
so sad.
We played that song in tribute to Peter. He was a really awesome person, a great member of the Wisconsin music community, and we pay tribute to Peter tonight.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rob, we have a killer show coming on tonight.
Yeah. I'm excited. Thanks for letting me come in and hang out.
Oh, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. Tonight we have Ann Katz, director of Create Wisconsin. She'll be in at around 6:30. She's Wisconsin's Community Cultural Development Organization, and we're going to hear everything that they do with the arts.
And they do so much.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to hear all about it. Madison Blues Society, Sherry Davis and Steve Porter, the president, they're going to be in here telling us about the Madison Blues Society and what they do and what's new and how to get involved and why it's important. And then the Aaron Weber Group, Aaron's going to be coming in. He's going to be talking live music in the Lair, and he's just a great sponsor. We'll hear from him and some real estate stuff. And Peacemaker, new band out of Madison, John Stover's new band. We'll hear about their new release coming up and hear some new music. And then live in the Lair tonight, it's Miss Megan Owens. She is back from Hawaii performing in Wisconsin, and she's going to be playing live right here in our studio at 9 p.m. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K and Essential Last Crack at 11. So completely packed show.
Oh, what a great night to be here. And the weather's better. It's a great Saturday night.
We have pavement.
I didn't even know. Could you imagine Megan thought when she got out of the plane, right?
Oh, boy.
She just opened the cockpit door, and she's like, wow. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Your skin, far beyond your blood and bones and cells. Is there anybody there within? Have you ever wondered what's behind the scenes? I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. A survivor of a war I started. I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. There's the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We better know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore. Just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated. I'm the ultimate creator coming out. We'll be right back.
We've got to know not everything is as it seems. Don't want to look for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator coming out. And the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator coming out.
Sometimes I think about where you kissed me that night.
Candace Griffin in the morning, friend of the show here on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, Dana Perry. All this local music is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewery Company, located on the Madison East Side, making high quality beers, the best ingredients you can find. Visit their tap room, try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling of all sorts of snacks, and of course, live music. It's carbon4.com. Also, don't forget, all the stuff tonight you hear, you can also hear again on the podcast at maxincradio.com. Ann Katz is coming up next to the director of Creative Wisconsin. She's in the studio. She's getting ready to talk to us about all the great things and all the great music and all the fun support they have here in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk to her in just a little bit right after this break on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heal my pain. If I had a magic bullet, I'd clear my name. Long out of sight, but still on my mind. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't rewind. One mistake is all it takes. One day you have it, the next day it's gone. Now I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I carry the weight. Thank you.
I'd give my right arm if I could turn back time. I'd give an arm and a leg to foil my crime. Hindsight's 20/20, what's over is done. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't undo what I've done.
This is Max Inc. Radio, the Altered Five Blues Band. Older, wiser, richer. Rocker, I wish I was a little richer, but the bonus is coming. It's coming.
I hope so.
I hope so.
You do a lot of flying.
I do a lot of flying.
You do a lot of flying. There must be a lot of bonus miles there.
Now, I saw your special guest come in, and I got to tell you, what is so much fun. I love doing local music, and I love playing it here on the radio. And then I love when people like Ann come in, and they're dancing.
Oh, yeah, to the local music?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Rocker. That's what it's all about.
It is. Well, thank you for saying that. And Create Wisconsin is a statewide community and cultural development organization advocating, speaking up for, assisting, and celebrating everything connected to arts, culture, and creativity. Here in the studio to tell us about Create Wisconsin and what they're up to is Director Ann Katz. Ann, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And Ann, you know, we'll hear about Create Wisconsin in a moment, but how did you get into the arts? What is your backstory?
Well, I saw that you had a question about how, you know, did my parents encourage me to be in the arts? And so I'll answer that first because I was very fortunate to grow up in a family of musicians and artists. My mother's family were all classically trained pianists. I learned how to sing show tunes standing around the piano with my grandfather playing after family dinners. And I grew up in the suburbs of New York City, so I was fortunate that I had people, I knew people involved in the theater. I had a cousin who was stage manager, so we took advantage of what everything New York City had to offer, and we did the arts. I did the arts. So I've always been in the arts my whole life.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. I guess, why is it so important to support the arts? And, you know, what are the benefits?
Oh my gosh, how much time do I have?
Right?
You know, I guess, so let's see. The arts make us human. You know, I guess that's the basic statement that I try to start with. Humans have been expressing themselves creatively since the beginning of time. And everybody is creative in some way, even though most people don't think of themselves as artists, or, you know, they might sing in the church choir, but they don't think of themselves as musicians. But everybody has some kind of creative streak, and you can't stop that. That is what makes us human. And so creativity is that resource that we need to make sure everybody has access to, and we nurture in every kid, every adult, everybody. And I can tell you from almost 40 years of traveling around Wisconsin that it's an amazing state filled with amazingly creative people. And so the things that people are doing in their communities, whether it's Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, which is all the way up at the top of the state, or it's Milwaukee, are all about being creative themselves, but also making sure that creativity exists in their community. And so when the question is, why is it important to support the arts, it's really an investment. That's the word. That's the word that we use. It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. And in a world where things are more and more like Starbucks and Walmart, people are really hungry for that authentic, unique community. And so that's what we try.
I love that.
That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Now, for our listeners who probably are not familiar with Create Wisconsin, tell us about this organization, the mission, and what your roles are.
Well, I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, that's for sure. Create Wisconsin has been around since the early 90s, and the Wisconsin Arts Board, which is the state agency, brought people together to kind of have this network of creativity. Wisconsin has always been a place where creativity springs from the grassroots. It has to do with our progressive traditions and the Wisconsin idea. And I maybe it's because I know Wisconsin so well, but we're all kind of connected. And so this organization is meant to, as I said, nurture and celebrate that. And so Create Wisconsin is our fourth name. We were Arts Wisconsin for a long time, but we changed the name 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, because it is about the arts. But it's not just about the arts as something that's separate over here and only a few people get to do it. It's about the arts as essential to everyone's lives. And so creativity is really the word that we use now. So we're not a producing or presenting organization. We're standing across the street from the Overture Center and, you know, the comedy club is downstairs. We help those kinds of organizations and the people that make the arts happen, artists, performers. We help them try to figure out how to raise money. That's always the big thing.
Yes.
We lobby the legislature. That's fun. Mm. We help people be... Well, it's very interesting, that's for sure. And you'd be amazed. Everybody is creative. Everybody is creative. And so the legislature, just as much as anybody. We do a lot of training about fundraising, about promotion, about advocacy, about why it's important to have the arts in your community. And more we work not only with the arts world, but with local government and economic development and those kinds of people, because sometimes they're artists themselves. And everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
You think Robin Voss sings in the choir then?
I am not going to surmise anything. I'm not going to even think about that. But you know what? Maybe.
Now, you mentioned, though, the Wisconsin Idea. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So in the first years of the 20th century, around the early 1900s, the chancellor of the university and the governor of the state came up with this idea that they called the Wisconsin Idea, which is that the borders of the university were the borders of the state. And it means that we have this hopefully still great university system that is a resource for everyone. And it sort of means that we're all in this community, this statewide community together. So, you know, we don't talk about the Wisconsin Idea on a daily basis, but it is something that links all of us. And, you know, one of the interesting parts of my job is that, you know, I can see that there are commonalities between Milwaukee and between the smallest town up in northern Wisconsin. And we have to really all come together around those commonalities of the arts, creativity, and community for everyone. And so really everyone everywhere, that's, you know, we work for everyone everywhere. And, you know, the Wisconsin Idea is kind of wrapped up around that.
Wow. Sounds like horizontal thinking.
Sort of a galaxy of thinking, really.
Now, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, and we're here in the studio with Create Wisconsin director Ann Katz. Ann, tell us about the creative economy, entrepreneurship, and investing in Wisconsin's creative sector.
I love that you say that. So, again, the reason that the arts are important is because the arts are important. You know, that's the fundamental basis of everything. The arts, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, is a $10.8 billion with a B, dollar industry. And so when you go to something at the comedy club or the Overture Center or the community theater, or you sing in the church choir and then go out to eat after, all of that is kind of a churn of the economy that is really community-based. And so, you know, Wisconsin is that we still have a strong manufacturing sector in Wisconsin, but we don't really make much paper here anymore, and we don't make cars here anymore. And, you know, the world is changing, and so we have authentic, unique communities that people make their living as artists or as arts administrators or as graphic designers or, you know, some other kind of creative business. And all of that is the creative economy. And I'll add one more statistic. The jobs that are in the creative economy, everything from media to nonprofit organizations to self-employed entrepreneurs, there are more jobs in that in those industries than in the beer, biotech, and papermaking industries in Wisconsin. Over 87,000 jobs.
Oh, wow. More than beer?
More than beer. Yes, amazingly. So, yeah. You know, our advocacy call to action is that we should be investing in that because that is the future. People want to live in communities where there's stuff to do. They want to be able to have their kids get a good education, which includes the arts. And every community in Wisconsin has that and can do more with it. We just have to keep remembering that it's an investment.
Wow. This is just amazing. Create Wisconsin is hosting Create Wisconsin Day on February 21st at the Overture Center, and a pre-conference is happening February 20th at the State Capitol. Tell us about this important upcoming conference.
So, true effective advocacy, which means you have a relationship with the person you want to influence, is really a daily activity. You know, you have to be able to say hello to your legislator or your mayor, or, you know, you have to have some kind of relationship with them to be able to say to them, we need you to invest in the arts economy. So that's a daily thing. And every once in a while, it's great to come to Madison and I won't say storm the Capitol, but, you know, go to the Capitol and meet with the decision makers and say, you know, we've come here to tell you that this is important. So that's Create Wisconsin Day. It's on February 21st at Overture. And then the pre-conference, we'll be in the Capitol and at Overture on the 21st.
Oh, I see.
And then it's actually very exciting. On the 20th, we're going to be at the new Center for Music, which is down on East Wash.
Mm.
The Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra is opening that new music center. It's where the Avenue Bar used to be.
Yes.
And we're very excited that we're going to be able to use that space for our pre-conference.
Wow. Was anything included in there with the Avenue?
Or? Actually, there is a beautiful conference table that is made out of the bar. I took a tour last week and I saw that.
So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You got to love that. I love it. If people want to find out more about Create Wisconsin and the upcoming conference, where can we find out more information?
CreateWisconsin.org and Create and Wisconsin all written out. So CreateWisconsin.org and all the information is there. And I can give my email address. It's info@createwisconsin if anybody wants to find that. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. So just Google Create Wisconsin and you'll find us.
Excellent. Well, we love what you do. It was so great hearing about all this. Director of Create Wisconsin, Ann Katz, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
People Brothers Band now on Max Inc. Radio.
chatter. You can't go to bed. Over the radiation that hovers the room. Space is a catalyst that a change is gonna come soon. There must be a
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.